What are you going to eat when you're there? Because I've got either visions of you out there skinning rabbits and all sorts, or sneakily popping into Sainsbury's on the way.
Not a chance. Not a chance. I have two very interesting paths with this. One of the things about Conkers and other places is that they have events where they have buffets. And one of the problems with buffets is that you always have food that's left over. Always. So one of the first projects that I want to do is build a social network around the fact that they have buffets. Let people know within a couple of hours that this food's going to be there. Get people to come down with a can of tin food and swap it for some food. And then we can take that to the local homeless centre. So there will be food. The second thing is that I'll be living 4 or 5 miles away from butchers and farmers. So I want to make relationships with them. What can I do? What can I barter with you to be able to buy a piece of bread or some milk or whatever? I'm going literally that deep with it. Because things are not going to happen straight away. It's going to take me 6 months if I'm going to sew anything. Mm. And I've never done that before in my life. I'm a geek. I don't know how to sew food. So it's exciting because it's something that I've never done before.
You know, on this business of the all the blogging and the cameras and everything else, sure. With being in the middle of the National Forest, you will have looked into this, I'm sure. Well, what's the signal like there?
Terrible.
How are you going to get around that?
For the first couple of projects that we did in the National Forest, we wanted to have internet so we could live stream all our events. Yeah. And the signal is really bad because you're in a valley. I work with a company that I won't mention, but they're based in the States and they do mobile broadband kits. And so I've been doing advocacy work for them for the last 3 years. So we've tested this box down there and you can plug in a number of little, you know, these USB dongles mm-hmm. you get for laptops. Plug those into it and it gives you a signal. So yes, it won't be fast, but it will work. I promise you it will work. Even if I have to stick it on a mast.
It's going to be like, you know that episode of The Royal Family when they're trying to get a signal on the telly and one of them's on the roof like that.
I'm not the one on the roof, but no, yes, it could be like
you'd be like that, one-legged, playing with your dongle.
Playing with my dongle indeed.
In the middle of a forest. Sure, there's a law against that. So when does this all happen? And we should reiterate again, you are going to be doing other stuff as well because you've got, you know, you've still got your life.
Yeah, of course. It's not David Blaine. I'm not going to be locked into this thing. You know, literally, the whole point of this is how you integrate social media into your life, your working life and your home life. So I'll be working in my studio in the morning. I will leave at lunch, jump into a car, go over to the Arc, pick my daughter up. You know, there'll be a process of media every day coming out of it. So that's the only thing I'm concentrating on now is getting that sort of finite system together.
Yeah. And are you going to be helping put the Arc together then? Will you be overseeing all of this?
So the Arc can be put together with 9 tools. There's a suite of tools that, and it takes about 8 weeks to build it.
Is it like something out of IKEA? So you get like
it
little
is,
pictures?
Yeah. It comes on the back of a low loader and it's all these like oval sort of arches and you construct it in this sort of weird sort of alien shape that goes back and then you slowly build the layers up. So wow. I'm hoping that some of the rangers are going to help me because otherwise it might take me a year to build
that. I'd love to see a webcam of that.
Yeah, that would take a while.
Let's fill in this Allen key.
Yeah.
Just attach part A to part Z.
And there's always a piece missing, isn't there?
Always. Yeah, you always have. And if you have a bolt left over, you look at it and say, well, either that's a spare or I've screwed up. Excuse the pun. But there we are. Hey, listen, I hope it goes really well.
Thank
I'm
you
fascinated
very much.
By this. And if we could follow it along the way, I think that would be really good to do. When are you looking to sort of kick this all off?
Then? Well, we started to try and get some funding for it last June, and things have been slow. And obviously, with the economy and things how it is, it's a lot of teaching people how to do it. As soon as that comes through, we will order the parts. It's literally then an 8-week process. You won't be able to not hear about it because I'll be tweeting and blogging and everything about it. I'm sure you'll pick it up.